Hi, welcome everyone. This is Creation Lightship Healing. I'm Kathy. Today's Saturday, May 18th, 2013. We're on Station 2 of BBS Radio. And tonight is our night to go to the Creation Lightship. So please have in mind your healing and a request, perhaps, of a room you'd like to visit. Our host, Ron Amatron, will take us to the Creation Lightship. He's our escort. And we can't go without him because these healings are live, and he is the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. You can learn more about it, if you don't know, on the host page. Ron's homepage is creationlightship.com, and there's a section there about Ron. You can click on that, and you can also click on about the healings. It's on the left side, and it describes in detail what actually takes place while we're on the Creation Lightship. And that's not just for tonight, but for during the times when we go to the Creation Lightship for the intensives that Ron holds on the weekends. So he offers this tonight, Saturday, as an opportunity for us to get some healing in, to be bilocated there with Ron and go to the different healing areas and see how that is, how it feels. Many people report the healings are real and they do work. So feel free to post your requests and comments into the BBS Fast Chat that's on now. And also, if you have particular questions, you can send them to our usual email for the programs, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So Ron's here, and he's going to activate the light being. And we'll just send it over to you, Ron, now for the light being activation.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Let's bring in some light being energy. So here we go. And one, I'll count to bring it in. One, two, three. These are the males coming. Four, five. Maybe you heard me do that. So it's being energized in case you didn't know that. And let's do some water charging. So I'll just wait a minute for everybody to get a glass of water. This is for the peaceful, restful, sleeping water. So get a glass of water, everybody. I'll just turn it over to Kathy for a minute here. And while everybody's getting their water if they don't already have it. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I'm watching the fast chat at this moment to see if people will report again if they got sound. Since BBS did check, and they said that the streams were dropped. So please let me know. I just will be watching for your comments. And one person just wrote in, no sound. So I know they're listening from the computer, and there might be maybe about a minute delay. So someone said they only hear us on the phone. So someone did post the phone number. Okay, BBS, so one person just wrote no sound, and no one else wrote anything. Okay.
So I guess we'll just wait to see what happens here.
Yeah, I just want to hear more than one, see more than one person say that they're hearing. Okay, so we might as well keep talking, otherwise they won't hear us when it does work.
Well, if you're listening and part of you are hearing us, then hold your glass of water. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So that water is being activated now. Take about a minute. Just hold your water, and we'll see what happens here. And let's take away some anxiety from people. So anxiety release, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. I appreciate that, the anxiety relief. And also, if people will continue just to hold their water, it will be activated with either restful, peaceful sleep energy, or if you prefer, life force energy, depending on what part of the world you're on. So, Ron, someone wrote in a question from, based on some this topic of the last few programs about the octopus energy. And the comment was that while they were hearing you and the co-host talk about the octopus energy and someone's experience with it, they noticed that on the back of their cell phone case was lightly imprinted a octopus arm with tentacles, and they had never noticed that before.
Okay.
So thought that was pretty strange because the phone's been sitting in it for a while. So now they've covered it up with stickers, but someone else mentioned they had seen some octopus energy things here and there, and more, you know, more overt, more noticeable. But was wondering if, while we're on the Creation Light Ship this evening, the light beings could help us clear away some of this octopus energy.
Well, we could do a little bit of that, but if the person has it on their cell phone or wherever it is, putting a sticker on it is not really going to help because it's already there as a energetic life form to attract other things to it. So if it was my phone or a picture of something, what I would do is get some sandpaper and sand it off and then maybe put something else on it, you know, so it looks better. Because it may not look good after you put some sandpaper on it. But I would then put your stickers on it because you want to get rid of that life form. Remember, we've done that before on one of the calls where we actually had something. In fact, here's what we'll do is to show you what can happen. So I want all of you to think of something, and this will be what we could call the object charging, okay? Or you're releasing stuff from an object. So if you have a symbol that you may have used or know about, just kind of write the symbol on a piece of paper, and then from there I'll just charge it, take away the energy on it. But as long as that paper's around, what I do is tear papers up in little pieces to get rid of the energy to dispel it. But we'll do that object charging. Or object release, I should say. We're not going to charge it. We're going to get rid of it. Like if you have dealt with maybe the you know, five-pointed star or just something that is used for the dark arts, even a Reiki symbol, you could put that on your paper if you know what that is, if you're a Reiki practitioner. We'll just let you feel the energy on it just by you writing it down. That'll bring the energy in from whoever connected to it in the Beyondo, and then we'll just charge it, and you can feel the difference on it. So we'll turn it over to Kathy here, and I have all of you kind of decide what you want to do, and we'll go from there. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Ron, you're talking about you're going to discharge the energy of a particular symbol that we are associated with, such as, but you said more of the dark side. So that would not include possibly a peace sign or the heart symbols?
Well, they
we
could be used
as
a symbol, yes. Any of those could be used. You know,
it's
if you
pretty
see
common.
Like a symbol like you see on Valentine's Day.
Right.
That could be connected. You could all draw a heart like that. The dark side could use it to give you negative energy.
Yeah, the three I see this a lot of are peace sign, heart, and the happy face. So, and then I know a lot of other people will see the skulls. There's a lot more skull jewelry out and skull textiles. So there's that too.
Okay.
So, Ron, do we have time for a testimonial before we go to the Creation Light Ship?
And we'll just charge something. Here we go. Let's just charge the energies here. So here we go. One, two. Discharge the energy from that. Excuse me. You're going to take away the energy of mind control on that particular object or symbol that you wrote down. So here we go. Taking away the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how that object feels or symbol right now. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that energy discharge of a symbol. Now, the next thing, before we go to the Creation Light Ship, Ron, do we have time for a testimonial that came in on CLS questions?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, it's in reference to a recent program you did on prosperity, money, and abundance, and it's from Randy, and he has written that he was so happy to have that clearing. He says that, I'll just read it in brief, that he worked with a prosperity jumpstart clearing, and within a few weeks, the money started flowing in. When he went back to his job, he sold his mother's condo and was repaid a large sum of money that was owed him. He says that was last year, and the clearing is still working. He's still working on it, too. He received several raises. He was put into different positions within the organization, and he works overtime for extra money occasionally. He says the clearing worked great, and he calls himself a CLS frequent flyer. Thanks so much for sharing that, Randy.
Great, yeah. Okay, so let's give everybody a little booster of energy. We'll go to the light ship about half after here. So what we did on one of the programs here, we brought in the energy for the Jewish money code. So if you're brand new listening, you may not understand what I'm talking about because it may sound anti-Semitic or something, which is not what I'm trying to do here. So what we're doing is the alien race from the Jewish people, as opposed to maybe the alien race for, let's just say, the Polish and the Germans and the Spanish and, you know, the French, and go on and on and on. Somehow that race of the Jewish alien race out there in the beyond, though, somehow they really have their act together more than the other races that came down here. And so somehow, and everybody here on this planet, through crossbreeding, will say, probably has that energy in the DNA, because you probably had Jewish family once upon a time in your DNA. So you have that code, but it's not activated, probably because you're not living maybe in this lifetime with a Jewish family. So it's just kind of in the wayside, forgot about. So everybody more than likely will have that code in them. You might also realize that a lot of the races of people here, to keep their bloodlines pure, just to be very simplistic here, normally will only marry into their particular race of people. And for whatever reason, that's what they do. Good or bad or indifferent, doesn't make any difference. So what we're going to do now is bring in and activate that Jewish money code in people. And what I want you to do is just kind of see how you feel about money right now, how it is affecting you. And then from there, we're going to bring in the code and activate it in you. And we'll just see if that helps you to understand money system, or the way money, you know, the money energy. So maybe you're going to be a money magnet now. So here we go. One, bringing it in. Two, three, four, and just see if your body's changing energy-wise. Five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, this is feeling good. A lot of you people out there are getting a lot of good energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, let's see if we got some testimonials coming in on that. That would be great on the fast chat. Maybe your body heated up. Maybe you felt some chills go through you. Maybe you are a little more conscious of maybe having more money come in. So we'll just see what you kind of sense or feel. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. Maybe we can do another clearing of some sort, or you can read a testimonial if we have any new ones or something.
Well, I felt a little bit more self-empowered, just knowing I have had that energy boost kind of lift me up. And I did feel a little flush in my face, and also someone else felt it in their chest. So I'll be watching the fast chat for some more comments. And so, Ron, if we did have some previous attitude regarding money before, such as maybe it was a frustration or just feeling sort of disappointed about it, or I don't know, you know, somehow just like we didn't have enough, could you clear that, or is the money code activation enough to charge us up? Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, should I bring in some energy for that?
Yeah, for maybe a feeling of frustration that we didn't have enough money or something like that before we got this Jewish monetary code energy charge to
okay,
clear that.
So if you feel frustrated, we'll take away the energy there. So here we go. This will tend to augment that energy that we brought in previously here. Here we go.
Great.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I do feel some frustration there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, here we go. That feels real good. So I'll just see how you people are feeling. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, people are saying they are feeling a very good feeling. Janice said she heard a song that said, "Let's get rich tonight." She just heard it. Liz is feeling very warm, and everyone likes the good coming to them. Barbara says, "Thank you. It's working on the little things already the last few days." Of course, we're talking about the Jewish monetary code that Ron did on a program a few days ago. Serena says she felt a flood of nice energy coming into her body from the front.
That's good.
And so, yeah, it seems like it's had a good impact, and will continue to do so if people realize that they're getting something very special here from Ron that a lot of people are born with, but some just missed that one or didn't get it activated. So now it's activated. So, okay, Ron, over to you for whatever you'd like to do next.
Okay, let's bring in an energy here that Let's see here. Let's do a planetary release clearing. We have that on the website there. Get rid of some of the planets that are quartered to you. And let's do, let's see here. Did Mars before and Saturn. Let's do Jupiter, see what Jupiter does. So here we go. Remember, there's ones that you don't know about, probably hundreds of them, that can also affect you, but we'll do the ones that we know here. So we'll just do Jupiter tonight. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh, just see how you're feeling. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Ron just cleared the energy of Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, that was possibly courted to us. So maybe we could see how people feel about that. So I do see some comments here, but I'm not quite sure if it's related to the Jupiter, but I'll just read them anyway. Sue says, great, thanks. Thank you for the clearing. And Marianne says, it was different from the ones below, I think. Maybe she's talking about the, I don't know, the planets. Liz is asking if there's a clearing we can do to further our issues with money, such as if people have fear of money or afraid of it, afraid to have it or hold it, or afraid of what it could do or the problems it could cause, something like that. Ron, I guess that's kind of under the umbrella of the prosperity empowerment bundle package you have. Where,
yeah, that's what I was just to get onto that bundle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want to do another race that has money connections, I don't know what that would be. Boy, that could be probably pretty. I can't think of anything out there. We could bring in the energy of maybe millionaires, okay? Let's try that for everybody. And trying to just see if that's going to give anything that's negative to people. Boy, I better not do that one. I don't know. That might bring in some emotional stuff that may not be proper. So I don't think I'm going to do that one. We could go to the light ship.
Maybe we could just clear fear.
Another energy there. Well, here we go. Let's go to the light ship. And we could do the royal family, but I don't know. You know, I'm looking at some of the emotions there of what you're dealing with, you know. So that may not be that good to do. They're the richest people, so just don't know how I would present that. But here we go. Go to the light ship, everybody. So you bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. If you're on an archive, then you're just going to feel peace energy. So you need to be on the show with us live on Saturday night to do this here. And we're going to go up, and I'll take maybe about 6 different requests here from people. Kathy will send them over to me, and we'll see which ones you want to do, but we'll first go up. So remember, you want to request one particular clearing that you may be dealing with physically. physical healing. Here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're on the light ship now. And the rainforest room is always very popular, so we'll go there. And you may actually sense something. Their pets and animals are off doing whatever they like to do, getting some healing work there. So we're going into the rainforest room. It's going to bring the energy for you. Right now, you can feel it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Went into another location. And we'll go into the room that has butterflies. Oh, here we go. Bring those in. I'll count this time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think we have polar bears here. Oh, here we go. Polar bear energy. Here comes stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room that we're going into is the room that has requested here from somebody, the green light energy room. And so the green light energy room, if you want to request your healing, so you may actually feel energy coming into you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll also go into the hot tub rooms with the green energy, too. Here comes this energy. You're going to probably feel your body getting a little warm. If you're actually in a warm location and you want your body to cool off, you can request that. I feel like a little light breeze. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have a request for unicorns. I'll go into that room. Remember, these are light beings that take on a form that we're familiar with. So here we go. Unicorns coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room where they work with our body. And we're going to be working now with our legs, lower legs, maybe even hip joints. So here we go. We can help you out with that if anybody has any leg conditions or problems. So we're also going into the oxygen room, which has the bubbly oxygen. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have dolphins. Somebody requested dolphins. And going into that room. These will be the pink dolphins. And you can put your hand out in front of you a little bit if you want. And we're in the dolphin room right now. You might feel like a springy tension in front of you, because on the light ship you're actually feeling the energies. And these are real beings that you're looking at and being with. But down here you may not really understand that. But on the light ship you're there. So here we go. Here comes the pink dolphins. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to be working with our ankles and feet right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll go into the room with the amethyst crystals. So here we go. And we're levitating. You actually feel crystal energy around you, and here it comes into your body. And again, request healing if you have a physical condition or problem. If you have a little owie, we'll just see if we can help you out with that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the food court. Okay, and we're there now. We're with other light beings. Remember, not all light beings eat, but the ones that we're seeing do eat. and some have just energy. So we could probably, I don't know, why don't we go for the food court area where they have the Italian food? So if you like maybe spaghetti and meatballs or lasagna or something like that, we'll go in there. Some other type of food you like that might be Italian, so we'll try that out. So here we go. We're going into that room right now. You have the light beam, so you just request your food. Remember, it comes to you like in a little portion, like the size of a pencil eraser. And as you look at it, you wonder, well, you know, it looks pretty small. But right now, whatever you requested now is going into your mouth. This is what the light beams would be eating. It's completely different than what we have here, but very, very, very nutritious. So in our mouth right now, you might even feel your saliva changing. And you're swallowing that little portion. And you may feel very energized. On to another location. In the food court, this is where the light beams get energized with the golden plates. So you're putting your hands on some golden plates right now. And it's monitoring you to see what you need, what you're missing in your body. And now we're going to go to another little room next to it. And they're going to help you out to bring in more energy for what you may need. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Hey, and we could just go to the dessert section. Why not? So, anybody has a birthday this month? We already did this once before, but we'll do over again. If you have a birthday this month, you can get some. Everybody will be having dessert. So here we go. I'll look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle on it and nuts and everything else. And ice cream, etc. Why not? So here we go. It's going to be a little small portion, size of a pencil eraser, and you can request what you like. So here we go. Coming into your mouth again, and you can ask for seconds and thirds if you like. You might start to feel yourself getting visibly full. And here we go. Hey, if you have a birthday, we'll sing happy birthday to you on the light ship up there. Light beings are joining us. Feel some vibrations coming into your body as they're singing. And there we go. So, we'll go into one more room. We'll go into the room with the bumblebees that we can ride on. Very large. Here we go. So, one, energy in for you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One final room. We'll go into the room where they can help to maybe put some moisture into your skin if you need that. So we're going to have a little beauty treatment here with your skin. Males are coming to do that. We'll take about 2 minutes, and we'll just see how you're feeling. You're in that room. In the meantime, we'll go into one other room. We'll go into the room that has the volcano energies for healing. Request your healing there for what you'd like to have, that one particular situation that you're dealing with. So one, two, three, four, and five. You might feel your body changing on your skin. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. And here we go. Here's this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll come back from the light ship now. So getting our animals and pets, flower, tree garden, plants with us here. Ready to come back down. I'll just count from 5 to 1 backwards. You probably feel the energy shift between 4 and 3 when I count. So remember, right now, everything around you is not connected to you because you're completely out of time. You want to notice and look at things. They'll just look like they're just holding their own space perfectly. You have no energetic attachments to anything around you. But when you come back down here, then the cording start taking place and things start connecting to you according to your auric field and what you're transmitting out to other people. So, and things. So here we go. Coming back down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you again here.
That was an incredibly wonderful tour of the Creation Light Ship, Ron, all those healing rooms, and the moderator did a great job keeping track of all the rooms we went to. That was quite a lot of really interesting ones, and I'm sure everyone enjoyed going to the food court for some nutrition. And how about that Italian food too this time? I have to say, only on the Creation Light ship could we have, well, I ordered pizza. Could I have such a tiny but tasty pizza? And it sure was nutritious. Just when you started talking about it, my mouth did water. I wonder if anyone else felt the same way about all that good food there on the light ship. So that was a birthday party too. Very, very nice. And let me get my energy back to myself, because part of me wishes I was still there, but I don't see things there, but I do feel the energy. I do feel an incredible amount of peace when I'm there, and it's all this healing going on as well, which is much more than Ron can discuss and more time than we have on this program. So that was especially nice and a very special treat for us. So, Ron, since BBS has given us a few extra minutes, thank you, BBS, suppose we could take some questions that have come over to the email. Here's one about the mind-to-heart drop. And one of the listeners is talking about what kind of heart are we dropping to? We have a physical heart, a heart chakra, and the sacred heart behind the physical heart. This listener drops into the sacred heart. She'd like to hear a little bit more about what you have to say about which heart we're referring to.
It would be energetic, so that could be your sacred heart if you wanted to call it that. It's the place where your spirit resides. So just keeping it very simple, you know, that's where you're going to. Somehow the your spirit chose the heart center to go to because everything else in the body was corrupted. Remember, if you were completely in your body with your spirit, then you would not need to go to your heart center at all, okay, with your spirit, because it would be everywhere inside of you. That's probably where it decided to go to. It could have chose maybe, like I said, a couple of programs, maybe your left or right knee. It could have chose that to go into. But somehow it chose your heart. It could have went into your first chakra, so it makes no difference. But that's where it chose to go into. And that's it. But when you go there, you're dropping into the location where your spirit is. So,
okay. Let's be sure and do the mind-to-heart drop at the end of the program. Another question. I guess yesterday you talked about octopus energy. You went to Subway, Ron. You went to get something to eat at a local restaurant or a little takeout place, and you changed your mind when you saw some tattoos that kind of turned you off there. And so somebody is writing in a similar experience to yours. They went to a store and had a server there that had a lot of tattoos and body piercing. And this person doesn't see like what you see, but still all their inner intuition alarm bells were going off, this person writes. And when she noticed those particular tattoos, she decided to get something to eat another place. So she was, I guess, explaining that her awareness has been raised and understands that those symbols and designs and things like that do transmit a certain energy that does not resonate with the spirit. So like you, she walked away.
Yeah, so I'll just add on to that there. So I'm not saying that tattoos are bad, so you can't, don't... take that the wrong way in case you happen to have some, okay? What I was saying is that the person that was behind the counter who was serving the food at Subway had both of her arms with tattoos on them, and for some reason, the octopus energies liked that and went into that person. Now, we don't know if she was infected by the person who was doing the tattoos. You know, I don't know. I didn't look at the arms that closely. I just was like probably 20 feet away and saw it and saw these things squirming, you know, with probably about 50 tentacles out of each arm. And I did not want to have my food infected with aliens. So I left. Now, very possibly, you know, another person could have went to a different person doing tattoos and they could be perfectly fine with no aliens crawling around in them, but this person had them. So it just happened to be transmitted that way. Remember, like we talked about before, in fact, if you have your symbol ready, we'll clear a symbol that you may have wrote down on a piece of paper again here. So here we go. Let's clear a symbol, and you're going to see the energy change. So put your hand over it and kind of feel it here. And I'm going to now discharge the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, that's discharged from you. So the next thing is you may say, well, if I have something that I'm wearing, a T-shirt like a skull on it or octopus energies or something, if I discharge it on the object charging on the website for a dollar, would that neutralize it? Well, it would have neutralized it, you know, at that moment. But once you have that particular picture, then it's going to be drawing the energy to it continuously. So, you know, maybe good. Maybe just say it could be good for an hour. Then all of a sudden, aliens go, got this place that we can put our energy into. And it's right now it's void, so we'll now attach and cord that energy to that person because they're wearing the T-shirt. So it's what they're doing. So that's why I mentioned if you have something on your cell phone that looks kind of goofy or looks like octopus energies, you know, if it was mine, I would strictly get some sandpaper and take it off and then do something else on it that would be maybe more of a neutral type of energy. The paisley print is a good one, too. That's the octopus energies, too. So, you know, it's hard to say what's happening. But, yeah, you do want to be careful and aware of what's happening around you. And what's you don't want to get yourself contaminated. Your spirit will let you know if you feel a little weird about something that somebody's doing. Then, by all means, you know, run, don't walk. So back to you, Kathy.
Something about that octopus energy is transmitted loud and clear in TV and on cartoons for children. And I did want to mention that I had the experience of, well, if anyone has kids or nieces or grandkids, they are aware of a certain mermaid cartoon that was made very famous by Disney. And now there's a ride on in that theme park that is about that mermaid. And that mermaid has a nemesis named Ursula, who happens to be an octopus. And in that ride and in the story of this mermaid and in the cartoon, the movie, Ursula is a collector of anything she wants. She uses her octopus arms to dominate the oceans. And she has a fleet of servants that are enslaved to her and also collects souls. And in the ride, when you go in that ride in that theme park, you can see the dark, the bodiless souls that were captured souls in her kingdom, and the slaves that she used other animals to get what she wants. And it's just kind of incredible how they managed to depict this octopus as pure evil and transmit this to children. So anyway, that's just, to me, more than a clue that the octopus energy is around and not doing us any good. So back to the CLS question. There is another testimonial here, Ron, that someone wants to share about the monetary codes and the prosperity empowerment, this person says they've been selling things online for the past 2 weeks. Since receiving the Jewish monetary codes on Wednesday's program, everything is selling fast and for great prices. So they're expressing appreciation for that.
It's great. Wonderful.
Thank you for the testimonies.
Yeah, thank you. So let's do another clearing here. And some of you out there might have a foot problem. Maybe you have, bad ankles, maybe arch problems, something going on with the bottom of your feet. I didn't have a broken toe or something. Maybe you dropped something on your foot, at an owie. So let's try to do some clearing here. So let's first work on the foot that has the major problem to it, okay, unless you have both feet. So let's just do the first foot. This is your choice here. And then we'll do the other foot. And sometimes the energy can travel from one to the other. And at times you could have a problem with one side of your body. We'll just say like left hand, for instance. And it's really the right hand that has the problem. And so here we go. So let's pick the energy of what you want to work on. And here we go. Some people may want to even put like your hand on your foot area or toe area, whatever that would be, if you want to have a clearing there. So a lot of people like doing that. I just thought I'd mention that. So here we go. We can take away the energy. So one, two, and we'll do entities at the same time here. They get attracted to pain. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh man, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do the other foot. And you may want to put your hand there possibly. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll just see if that helps you here. Depends on what's going on with your feet as to, how much help it is. But it may help a little bit, so never know. Let's work with, let's see here. Since we're doing feet, we'll do our wrist. So we got about maybe 15 minutes left on the program. So we're going to do wrist and fingers and hands. So here we go. One, these energies from them that are causing maybe pain. We'll work on your wrist first. So both hands to speed things up. So one, two, three, four, and five. They release energy out of your wrist area there. You may want to move your wrist back and forth, like in a circle or something, see if any bones are popping or cracking here. Put energy there again. One, two, three, four, and five. Now work on the palm of your hand and your fingers, knuckles. I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go back to the feet again. So let's put some energetic braces on people. And they'll start with your hips and go down. So first do one on your tailbone. I'll count to five to bring that in. So one, two, three, four, five. There we go. Now we'll put a couple more on you, kind of like a tripod, so to speak, so that you can actually have less weight on your legs. legs and your feet. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Do one on your shoulders and neck. On yourself a little more erect. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, stronger, stronger. That feels very good. And we'll do the air cushions for the bottom of your feet. That's really neat. So here we go. Take about 2 minutes. So stronger, 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 stronger. You may want to walk around a little bit here. Stronger, 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 stronger. About half done. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And if you have a rib problem, we'll work on that now. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a quick chakra alignment for everybody. So here we go. Heart chakra, positioning that. Throat chakra, third eye, good. Power chakra, that was off on a lot of people. Here we go. Second chakra and first chakra. Okay, Kathy, turn it back over to you again.
Wow, that really feels good. And remember, everyone, Ron encouraged us to walk around so we can activate that energy and feel it and enjoy that energetic tripod brace across our back and shoulders and neck. So we can really stand straight and have some healing done inside. That was very special, Ron. That has been a very great night of healing. Not only the light ship, but all these others too. So, Ron, we had a request for someone who has noticed that there's some more planetary energy that's causing discord and was asking if you would clear the energy of the Pluto-Uranus square. It's very damaging.
Looks like we'll do that. So here we go. One, two, oh, this is heavy. Three, four, aliens are there. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's see if that helps you. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay, some people are saying that that clearing felt heavy. It was a lot of energy, and so remember to take deep breaths and let that energy out of you. It's kind of sometimes easy to forget to breathe. Okay, so Ron, we have a couple more testimonies and emails here, and since we have a little more time, I'll go ahead and read them. The person who asked about, who had good luck with the online sales due to the Jewish monetary code energy you activated, also says that they threw away their old wallet given to them by someone with extreme poverty consciousness.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's really a great aspect to consider. Your current wallet isn't, anyway. And this person says that they will put their credit cards and money in their pocket until they get a new wallet because they feel lighter and relieved. Thank you.
Great, yeah. Boy. Yeah, remember, we're talking about symbols and objects, and something comes to you that's, like that. Boy, you don't know what's attached to it, so you definitely want to get something that's more neutral. So, very good. Okay. Oh.
That was a great insight. Okay, so we have another one. She says that in her town, there's a place that puts that offers tattoo service. And on the wall, on the whole outside of the building, is a painting of an octopus.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Dear. So you see, you have to kind of understand, or at least realize, that the people doing this then are that tattoo artist putting that on means they're really hooked up to that energy. If they're advertising that way or having a mural or whatever, that just means that they're hooked up to that if you happen to see that. And what do you think you're going to be getting when you go in there? So they're being downloaded from the beyond with that octopus energy. So like I always say, you know, run, don't walk. And very, very, very sad that the aliens would use somebody doing a talent that they love doing, right? And then connect them to the darkness to regenerate and bring energy into people as they're doing their art. Very sad, but that's how tricky the dark side is. So back to you.
I just wonder why aliens are using such ugly things as skulls and octopus, and why people find them attractive enough to repeat on their body or have in their house or use them as a, you know, decorative item.
Well, they're probably, when they're abducted onto the timelines, right, they're probably connected to those codes. And from there, then they're brought down here. So that's kind of what is going on, I would guess. Somehow they know what it is, because in the abduction process on parallel timelines, maybe they're being scared to death by them, and now they're coming down here, and it's also imprinting into bodies, or they're told that it's good or something. So you don't know what you're doing on multiple timelines. But very possibly they already hooked you up, and now they want to hook you up more physically here in this place. You have this energy run through you, so that's probably what's what was kind of going on. Actually, you may want to all do the gray sky clearings a lot. So I would suggest doing that because they could be coming in that way too onto people. I've been seeing a lot of like regular normal clouds, which is it's a shock to see puffy clouds. I mean, you have to do like a double take when you see them because you're not used to them. They look odd, you know, white clouds. I go, wow. And then seeing the animal clouds now that's appearing, very, very nice. And there still are alien clouds around, but a lot of the alien clouds that are flat bottom are being chased away or terminated by the other ones. So always look for animal clouds because they're up there fighting the aliens. In the flat bottom clouds that are the alien ships, they have a flat bottom on them. So, I guess our show's about ready to end here. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock my time, a.m. On the Pacific Coast. So, equal 1 p.m. back east. 8-hour conference call where we get rid of these alien energetic life forms that are living inside of you. You may or may not know, but it makes you feel better when they're gone. And so that'll be starting tomorrow. So hopefully you're going to be on the call. And we'll do the mind of heart drop for everybody so that you can become more peaceful. So what we do is command our spirit. Take the thoughts that we have inside of our head, the monkey mind, the chatter, whatever it would be, and which is duality, energy of the darkness. Giving you things to think about, and I just put you into peace, and that's the difference. Source energy is peace. Dropping down, taking those thoughts, your spirit's going to do this for you. You have to command your spirit to do it, though. Like I say, do it, you know, 3-4 times a day or more to become peaceful. So dropping down. So 10, I count from 10 to 1. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. N9876543321. 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 So now you're in your heart center. You can feel that peace. Your mind should be basically turned off. If you try to think of anything, it won't exist. You can't get a negative or positive thought. You're just strictly in the moment, out of time, being peaceful. This is a good exercise to do. If you have some type of situation happening around you and you want to get yourself in peace to get out of whatever is going on, the drama and trauma of life, this can help you out. Oh, Kathy, thank you, and hope you all enjoy the healing tonight, everybody. I will be on BBS again on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. That's 7 o'clock Eastern. And we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your special water. If you came on late, get a glass of water. This will be for peaceful, restful, sleeping, drinking water. Only work for this one particular show that we're doing right now. We'll not work on the archive, so just hold your glass of water for, say, 2 to 3, we'll just say 3 minutes, and you're ready to go. And the Jewish money code only works in this show right now, so we'll not work on the archives. So, send all your testimonials. I could definitely use those for the Jewish money code to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That'd be wonderful just to see how you're doing. Maybe we can do it on different shows. Maybe go a little deeper with it, possibly. But we need to get some feedback from you as to how it's working. Oh. Thank you, everybody. See you later, and blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Good night, everyone.